Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie. And of course, I would say Miss McKenzie, because I should say, once I say Jelaine Lopez, I should use a Spanish rap there, but it's all right. All right, Jamaicans have different names, you know, and their names are always Cherry and so on in Irie and Nice. Hello, Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie. Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Pleasure, good afternoon to you, brother Pierce. How are you?
Is your mission on your name? Brother West, it's not Brother West able to say it, okay?
Why are you introducing Brother West? He didn't do anything wrong. It's always you, Brother Pierce.
First, you introduce her, but you gotta remember Lopez is Spanish name. Second, Miss Chia, the Jamaican and Spanish name. So I said, by the way, leave her alone. She said, you gotta say Lopez in the middle of it. So I make sure, Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, your insurance advocate, friends, for the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna get out of the way and hand it over now to a wonderful female radio personality. Her name is Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie. Miss Jelaine, please take it away from here, ma'am. It's all yours.
You're always so funny. glad to be with you as usual, Brother Ferris.
You're welcome anytime, Miss Jelaine.
good. And a pleasant good afternoon to all our listeners out there. And just want to say our hearts go out to everyone who has been impacted by all that flooding we've been having and experiencing over the last few days. That was kind of crazy, right? But please, stay safe and drive, you know. We appreciate you finding time to join us today for our Core Facts Saturday Afternoon Healthcare segment. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie here, your health insurance advocate from Ducor Solutions. Remember to reach out to us with any questions on your Medicare and the ACA benefits, okay? We can be reached at 954-661-3833. That's 954-661-3833. The consultation is at no cost to you, the consumer. So remember that again, all right? So the last segment was the first of four segments breaking down the marketplace application. We showed you how your healthcare can affect your finances. Sidebar, your tax accountant can show you things you can do to reduce your income by saving for your retirement with pre-tax dollars. Listen, that small business that you do on the side has way more value than you may think. There are tax laws that govern those things, and your tax accountant knows them better than anyone else. So let's move on. This is the second of the four-part segment. Remember, end of the first segment, the first three listeners that answer all four answers correctly will win a $50 prize on May 6th. So keep coming, okay? The word remember is the key word to what the answers to the four questions could be. So here we go. Now, to understand the marketplace, you must know the definition of these two words. Remember, subsidy. It's money granted by the government to reduce the cost of a commodity. Example, your health insurance at this point. And the household refers to the number of individuals filed for on your tax returns. Okay? So the marketplace application is checking for two things. One is to see if you or others in your household can enroll in coverage offered through the marketplace. And two is to verify if your household can save money on coverage costs. There are four main sections in the application process. The first section of the application is to determine who in your tax household needs coverage. The second section has details like your household tax information, example, your social security number, your income, etc. This section right here tells you that everything about this subsidy and getting help has everything to do with what's filed on your tax returns at the end of the year. It's all about taxes, the tax returns, my friend. And if you don't file one, you stand a great chance of not being able to get coverage the following year. The marketplace is connected to a lot of the government agencies. For example, the IRS, immigration, Medicaid, Medicare, to name a few. Fun fact, when the application is submitted, it pulls information from both agencies, and if the information doesn't match the application, they ask for proof. Did you know that they also do random checks throughout the year? And information on the application doesn't match, if they will ask you for proof again. If they don't receive the proof within a three-month window, in most cases, they remove the subsidy and you are left paying the full price. Hence the reason why you should never, ever ignore those emails and letters from the marketplace. Check this out. A subsidy of $50 a month is a $600 savings for a year and a $12,000 savings over 20 years. So please don't take it for granted. Remember, the marketplace is about giving you affordable access to healthcare. And most importantly, it is not for individuals that have employer coverage. Only under certain circumstances can those individuals get a subsidy. They are expected to take their employer coverage on Medicare or Medicaid if they qualify. Every question on the application has a meaning and a purpose. It affects your cost of insurance. Also, how much of the subsidy you get. So join us next week for the third segment of the four. But please, allow me to help put and keep you in control. Call or text me at 954-661-3833. That's 954-661-3833.
Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, you're the best, man. Let me tell you something, man. I want to talk to them, guys. I'm going to go to the run by the front station there, and I'm going to talk to them to put you on the schedule that you can come live in studio with me and sit down for good little while and let you open the telephone and let all the people call. Call you on the radio and they call, they're ringing the station phone. And the earned number to call, friends, 954-661-3833. Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, your health insurance advocate. When you got to go to the doctor, you got to have health insurance, all of that. And let me tell you something, man. You cannot go wrong with this lady. She also gave consultation. And you don't have to pay a bag of money up front to sign up. Am I correct, Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie?
You don't have to pay any money for the services.
You just pay for your premium. Friends, what
do you mean? It's free consultation. No broker is supposed to be charging you for that.
Free consultation. You know. Miss Jelaine, I'm going to do like what I did to Len Nazi. Listeners, listen to Brother Pierce. Burn up her telephone. The telephone number to call 954-661-3833. Ring the telephone right now. Any question they may have concerning your health insurance, call right now. 954-661-3833.
Ms. Jelaine. I appreciate you, Brother
Pierce. You're welcome anytime. And please tell the big boss and say hello.
I will. By the way, have you been studying World Affairs? Have you been taking notes?
Mr. Lane McKenzie, we have every tape with you. Every one of them. Sometimes we listen back to the tape and I smile. I say, oh, Miss Jelaine, man, she reminds me of a young Miss Marie Garth back in the days, you know? Miss Jelaine is one of them female radio personality that just on top of things.
Remember, you can't win any prize, you know. But I'll give you a big mic too for being a good host, okay?
I thank you so much, Miss Jelaine. Miss Jelaine, you're the best, man. Keep up the good work, okay? And tell the big boss must say hello to Ralston McKenzie for me, okay?
Yeah, I will.
And keep it on. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking again next week right here on WNS. You too. That's Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie. You cannot go wrong with her. The telephone will reach her one more time. 954-661-3833. 954-661-3833. Please give her a call. You'll be glad that you did. Coming next.